Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Portia is out today, but no worries. The rest of the Dish crew is all here.
No doubt. That's right. Gary Chewy, Heidi, and Frank will join us later. Also, Andrew Freund dishes with Samuel Jackson, Nia Long and Anthony Mackie about their new movie, The Banker, which you can stream starting today. And we'll also go thirst trapping with the stars, whoop, because whoop, even if the stars are social distancing, they can still be thirsty. But who you got, Brad?
All right, y'all. With the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of people have to stay at home, right? So it's easy to get bored, so a lot of performers are giving a free online concert to keep fans entertained. You got Chris Martin and his band, Coldplay, John Legend, and Catherine McPhee and her husband, David Foster, have all jumped on the bandwagon. But check this out. Keith Urban had an audience when he did his online concert, y'all. It was his wife, Nicole Kidman. How cute. While Keith sang his hits, Nicole showed off her dance moves, y'all. She was strutting her stuff all around her husband, and it was funny. Check it out.
Okay.
Can't even knock the hustle, yo.
Man, listen.
Yeah, as long as they're having fun and finding something creative to do and keep their fans engaged, you can't even be mad at it.
Yeah, but I just feel a funny kind of way, honey. She didn't do that for Tom Cruise.
Because
you
Tom
don't
Cruise
know what she did for Tom Cruise.
But we didn't see her strutting around him.
Because he wouldn't let her.
Yeah, he kept her private. He was the one jumping up on couches.
See that?
While she acted.
I think this is so cute. I love the two of them together. Anytime he wins an award or something, she's standing up, she's singing, she's dancing. Like, yeah, she's all for him, and I love their union.
Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and she was a singer and he was, like, the actor, he would have been, like, background dancer for Nicole Kidman. Like,
yeah,
they really ride for each other.
They
we
do.
Didn't see
he
more of that.
He says really sweet, thoughtful things in front of the world. Mm-hmm. I love you, baby.
I bet you. What's her name ain't dancing around John Legend?
Chrissy?
Yeah, Chrissy. She probably said we're having a cocktail. So.
Well, they're a different kind of couple. Don't do that. They probably have cocktails together, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brothers Max and Val Schmierkowski are two of the most famous pro dancers from Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And their wives are dancers, too. But that's not all they have in common. Now, Max's wife, Pita, and Val's wife, Jenna, have a pact. And that is to get pregnant at the same damn time.
What?
Oh,
they're
going
to be the same age?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Jenna wants to lean on sister-in-law Pita since she and Max already have one son. And Jenna said, I want to not be miserable alone, but have a buddy.
Huh?
Which, you know, you want somebody to go through it with you. You don't want to pregnant alone.
But look like they're going to have sex with the same man?
No.
They're
just going to get pregnant around the same time.
Well, just
they might have sex around the same time. Like, girl, you doing it. Girl, I'm getting ready to do it.
And go.
Right.
They showed a whole movie on this in school.
Really?
Yeah, Gary, did you miss it?
I missed that.
You skipped school that day.
Oh.
Hanging out with B.E. James.
Yeah, see.
So, like, I mean, you and Mariah, y'all besties, did y'all time anything out together? Did y'all, like, buy dogs at the same time?
Mm-mm.
Matching cars?
No, I can't say that we did.
You never liked Nick Cannon or dated Nick?
I've never dated Nick. I've always liked him as a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not, like, the same time type stuff. You know, and we couldn't release an album at the same time because then we couldn't hang out together. We'd have to go promote separately. So, yeah, no, Mariah, I can't really think of anything right now. What about you, Headcrack?
Yeah. Nah, like, you know, all my friends, they have babies, like, off schedule. So as soon as I'm free, they ain't free. As soon as I'm free, they not free. I'm a loner these days.
That's how it is. Independent.
I got a head start on my social distancing.
Maybe all three of us could do something together.
Yeah, like what?
We can leave you out, Brad.
Just you a head crack? Ew.
Yeah, about that social distancing.
Yeah. Please leave me out. Please leave me out. All right, y'all, let's toss it over to the West Side, homies. Yay, yay. What y'all got?
Thanks, Brad. All right, it's time for another...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, first up, it's a couple thirst trap. It's Sports Illustrated model Olivia Culpo. My God.
Oh, man.
And her boyfriend, Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey. They're cuddling up, soaking up some sun.
Man.
The question is it a thirst trap?
No, they're just being cute.
I say no thirst trap. I think it's more of a thirst brag. She's bragging to women that she's under the arm of Christian McCaffrey right there.
That part.
She's not showing much. She's not really showing her face, but you know. Who's all asleep wrapped around her, and why is he sleeping?
Oh, she knocked that ass out. I agree.
So I say not a thirst trap. I think it's a thirst brag.
Oh, man.
What else you got, Heidi?
All right. He went memes.
All right. Get ready. Up next for this thirst trap is Lionel Richie.
Hey,
daughter.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Sophia, she shared a throwback pic from one of her best photo shoots with Frankie's Bikinis. Standing in a very weeded area in tube socks. And do you like that look, the tube socks and tennis shoes?
That's hot to me.
You like
that's
that.
Hot. And skates like
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, that's yeah. why I say it's thirst trapping, because she's got a bikini on and tube socks. I mean, I think that you obviously... That they don't go together as
you
far
usually
as
go
sensible.
Together to yeah. tube socks and tube socks.
Usually,
bikinis.
When I see a bikini, I'll wear a tube sock.
Really?
But
just
in this
one.
Particular,
just one.
In this particular case, I say it's definitely thirst trapping because she had to wear the socks.
I just think it's an ad. It's a spread for a brand.
I just see her body and go. I can't believe Scott Disick is getting her.
Oh no way, he is.
He's smashing.
All right, but the bigger question here is now the time, with everything that's going on with coronavirus, is now the time to try and thirst trap? Because there's another picture.
It's always time.
She even looks hot with the mask on, y'all.
Well, I look hot in a mask.
Do you?
Oh, she looks like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
There she goes.
There she is.
¿Dónde está Carmen Sandiego?
All right. It's always fun to joke about the bad movies. This year was the 40th annual Razzie Awards, which honors the worst achievements in film.
Oh, God. Who is it this year?
The awards were announced even though it was just a video with a voiceover. So they call it this year's Razzie's Lockdown Edition.
Oh, right. You can't really have award shows.
And I think this year they were actually planning to televise it for the very first time.
Wow.
Normally it's just been
announced. What actor's going to show up to get an award for being bad?
Adam Sandler.
And Halle Berry showed up for Catwoman. She showed up and accepted her Razzie.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah.
The movie adaptation of Cats clawed its way to the top or bottom, however you want to see this.
Yeah.
Winning the worst picture, worst director, worst screenplay.
Jeez.
James Corden and Rebel Wilson both won for worst supporting actor and actress.
Oh, my God.
Now, this one is actually kind of a winner because Eddie Murphy received the Razzie Redeemer Award. Now, he's received Razzies in the past for...
Norbit?
Well, probably definitely for
Pluto
Norbit.
Pluto Nash? What was it? Pluto something?
Pluto Nash, yeah. But he got a Redeemer Award for his performance in Dolomite Is My Name.
Oh, yes,
it was absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And I think he was skipped out in the Oscar nominations for that. Like, he was...
Snub.
It was snub. Now, the award is given to past Razzie nominees or winners who have bounced back and have done a great performance. It was the Razzie Redeemer Award.
So he redeemed himself.
So congratulations, Eddie Murphy, for that one.
He was great as Dolomite.
Wow. Now, Idris Elba was also in Cats.
Man.
He's been diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Get better, bro. Damn.
And feline leukemia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, both.
Oh, no, Idris.
Thoughts and prayers, Idris. Stay dreamy.
Meow.
It's obviously a side effect of coronavirus, dreaminess.
Yeah, that coronavirus does not discriminate.
Oh, seriously.
If you're dreamy, it'll still get you.
So
and he's the dreamiest.
Up next, what we got, you?
All right, up next, it's on, you guys.
What's on?
Me and Heidi are going against each other, mano a mano, in a game we're calling Wiki.
What?
Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes. We wouldn't be Dish Nation if we didn't play a game, right?
Yes,
Let's play a game.
Yep.
Yes, and I thought it'd be fun to play a little game I call Wiki. What?
Oh, I love Wiki
What. Oh, it's Wiki What. We haven't played in a while. I think Chewy's never played this game.
I've never played this.
All right, let me explain to you. Right. So here's how it will go down. Yeah, I'll give you guys one random thing about a celebrity from Wikipedia.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
And you have to try to guess who it is. We on board?
Yes.
Now, when you think you know who it is, I want you to yell the answer because we don't have any kind of bells and whistles around here.
Got it.
To buzz in. All right, we only had one bell and whistle.
We had one bell. That wouldn't be fair, so.
All right, and there's no multiple choice. I'll give you clues if you're having trouble to lead you towards the answer.
I'm ready.
All right, first fact, here we go. This actress was briefly engaged to an actor famous for getting it done in 24 hours.
Julia Roberts.
Boom!
Kiefer Sutherland.
Julia Roberts, Kiefer Sutherland. Yes, they broke up 3 days before their scheduled wedding in June 11th, 1991. Heidi already has it. Julia Roberts, no need for the clue.
Not when it comes to
That's
her.
Like...
All right, next. Here we go. This comedian is 5 feet, 4 inches tall.
And Kevin Hart.
Yes!
Oh, not fair!
And in 2017, he appeared in an underwear commercial for Macy's.
Oh, wow.
The answer is Kevin Hart. No need for the clue. Okay, next. This actress has been married to the same man since 1978 and has been described as the best actress of her
generation.
Meryl Streep is the correct answer. I will turn to the studio audience. And Chewy got it out first. Meryl Streep, it is 2-1.
Yay. Thank you.
It's 2-1, Chewy. Okay, tighten your thinking caps for this one. His real name is Eric Bishop.
Jesus.
And he started playing the piano when he was 5 years
old. John Legend.
Prince.
John Legend.
No.
Little Richard.
Nope.
Ray Charles.
Nope. Here we go. I'll give you a clue.
All the piano players.
He wants you to beat Shazam.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Boom!
Oh, damn it!
Chewie's on fire!
Jamie!
Yes!
Wiggle! Give me more freaking whiskey.
All right. Here we go. Next one.
All right.
So it's 3-1. Come on, Heidi. Where you been?
I don't know.
Here we go. Okay. She has 8 older half-siblings, and she got a typewriter at the age of 7 and has continued writing poetry since then, which evolved into writing songs.
Alicia Keys?
No.
I want the clue.
I'll give you the clue. She just performed at the Super Bowl.
Shakira.
Yes, Shakira!
Yeah,
Heidi.
Yeah.
Is losing big time.
Badly.
It is 4-1.
No, but it's always the last question's worth 30 points.
That's
and then
where
Heidi
I'm going to really swoop in.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yo. One more question worth 100 points. He graduated from high school in Stratford, Ontario in 2012 with a 4.0 GPA.
Ryan Reynolds?
Do you want the clue?
You want the clue?
I'll give you the clue. Canadian singer who was discovered by Usher.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah!
I was going to say Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Be careful. There's no penalty for wrong answers.
I realize
Chewy destroys Heidi. Yes. Good job.
Finally, man.
Nicely done.
I feel like I never win.
You did great.
Thank you so
much. You did great. All right. Since I'm the loser, I'm going to tell you what's coming up next. And it's Andrew Freund, and he sits down with a cast from the new film, The Banker. And you definitely don't want to miss it coming up after the break. And now I'm going to go punch Chewy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in Memphis, Tennessee at the National Civil Rights Museum. And as you can see over my right shoulder where that wreath is, Martin Luther King Jr. stood 52 years ago and was unfortunately assassinated. But today we are here to celebrate him, we're here to celebrate his vision, and the new Apple TV Plus film, The Banker. Okay, I'm here with Dish Nation super fan Samuel L. Jackson. Sam, out of all the hosts on the show, where do I rank on that list?
Today, number one.
Hey, all right.
There you go.
That works for me.
Everybody gets a day.
Sorry, Portia. How do you keep a straight face around Sam Jackson?
because he's not as nice to me as he is to everybody else. Just, he's a bully. Let's just put it that way.
Is that refreshing, though? Does he, you know, is it good to kind of get a little bullied sometimes?
No, I mean, look, Sam, one thing I'll never take away from Sam, when everybody else wouldn't do a project like this, Sam humbled himself and decided he would do a movie opposite me. There's no way, shape, or form that I'm on Sam Jackson's level of celebrity stardom, talent, or power. And no other actor is willing to do what he did. We know what it takes to get movies like this made, to get our people's stories told. And no one else would say yes, you know, and luckily, the only person I asked, the first person I asked was Sam Jackson, and he said yes.
This film, you know, is also about investing. Is there one investment that you wish you would have made that you didn't get a chance to do?
Really early Apple Corporation stock.
But talk to me about pursuing your dreams when you're, you know, when there's adversity, just like in this movie. How did you keep going?
Well, no, it's just, you know, no, it's just a word. And I reached a point when I was a young actor that if I went to 5 auditions a week, I was going to get 2 of those jobs. And, you know, you got to have faith in that. Having faith in yourself, or confidence, as some people call it, you know, it turns to arrogance sometimes. But, you know, you got to have some humility. And hearing no often enough, you know, keeps you in that place. But I was always able to support myself as an actor.
Okay, Nia. I'm here with Nia.
Yeah.
I'm here with freaking Nia Long.
Yeah.
All right, you've been a part of some iconic films.
Yeah.
Let's just, okay, we got Best Man, we got Friday, we got Big Mama's House, we got Loved. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
Why Banker? Why was it important for you to do Banker?
Oh, listen, as an actor, you want to explore all sorts of characters. You want to explore, you know, I love the fact that this was a period piece. And this is a true story. This is a story about two men who literally changed history for black people, for the banking industry, and allowed black people to have, you know, an opportunity to buy property, to get loans, to start building wealth within their communities. So this is an important story to tell.
So the guys, they splurge on a building.
Yeah.
What's your biggest splurge?
My biggest splurge? Right now, I'm not splurging because I'm building. And when you're building, you can't splurge.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I have a killer shoe collection.
This movie is also about investing. Is there an investment opportunity that you wish you would have made that you didn't?
Yes.
What was it?
And that's enough of that.
There we go.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, everybody.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo!
Now, the coronavirus has resulted in a lot of wedding cancellations throughout the country, leaving brides and grooms wondering, will they get their money back? Now, some venues are allowing couples to postpone their wedding nuptials for up to a year from their wedding date. Others are suggesting to just cancel. But for those who want to continue, some venues are offering closed-circuit viewings so friends and relatives can watch the ceremony without putting anybody at risk. But for those wanting their money back, it might be a little hard unless you purchase some sort of wedding insurance.
That's a bunch of
Wait a minute. So how?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, if you bought the insurance, you're good to go. Usually there's a little extra ticket on top of that, you know, to get that done.
Right.
But for everybody else, like, you could, like, do something special. Like, you know, you just Instagram live.
No.
You can Skype your wedding.
Oh, that just don't have no personal feelings
at all,
in it. You
honey.
Can't. Ooh.
Man, give me back my money. Hell, but a lot of grooms, I'm sure, are probably happy about this, though.
Like, as a dude who wanted a way out, they would probably look at this as, like, an act from God.
Yeah.
Like, yo, God didn't want these nuptials to happen. Like, they shut the world down. We shouldn't do that.
I wouldn't want to get back your money.
Why?
Because I reserved my venue for you. If an act of God happened, that's too bad. Plan your wedding on
you would
day.
Definitely want your money back.
If that was you,
had
if the shoe was on another foot.
A nice chunk of change to have a wedding at a venue, you would definitely
want your
money back.
Well, we breaking the law, then we could have this wedding then.
Okay.
We're going
to
have
if
this
I
wedding.
If I got to have a wedding and the place is closed,
thank
I'm
going to
be on top of the building.
No, we're
going to
be sober. We're going to have a wedding.
My money.
You got to do it in groups of 10. Little waves. Bring people in. And then just redo it again.
It's going to be an all-day wedding.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.